This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Let me ask about the pitch that Donald Trump made to the African-American community in his speech. He said, and this is Donald Trump saying, what do you have to lose by trying something new like Donald Trump? You live in poverty. Your schools are no good. You have no jobs. 58% of your youth is unemployed. What the hell do you have to lose? What do you think of that pitch and how it'll be received?
Well, again, you want to listen to what is being said. He's talking about the progressive movement and their ruling in the major cities of our nation. What has that led to in the last 30, 40, 50 years? More poverty, more incarceration, broken homes, out of wedlock births, you know, high school dropouts. I mean, how is that a success? And why do we want to continue that? We need to look at something else. And you're going to hear coming from the Republicans, which I admit they have been late to the game. We should have been into this a long time ago because the policies that have been espoused are good policies, but they've not been expressed in a way that people are going to understand them or even listen to them. And Donald Trump is starting that. And, of course, that's why he's being attacked, because, you know, you're not supposed to attack the sacred cow. These are our people. These are our voting bloc. Don't you dare come in here and start talking to them. But I got news for them. A lot of people in the black community are very, very intelligent. And they're going to be listening very carefully to what's being said by both sides. And they're going to be making intelligent decisions.
Well, I think Dr. Ben Carson got it right on. You know, the GOP has been reluctant because they have, accepted the status quo. You know, you can't go after the monolithic black vote because that belongs to the Democrats, you know. And they have not, fought for it. So now here you got Trump that doesn't know better. And it's causing brain damage, and dare I say, Scott, for both sides, Republicans as well as Democrats. And, Donald Trump is a catalyst. You know, he's not the status quo. This is why people love him, because he's coming outside and he's going where the Republicans have feared to go for many years. And they have not looked at the totality of the United States of America. They have gone along with the hyphenation of America and said, okay, well, we'll go after this group and we'll go after that group at the expense of the other group. And a lot, you know, as I've been talking, we talked last week with an insider, an advisor to the Trump campaign, as you'll recall. So, you know, you're spending a lot of time on black America, but you better not ignore Hispanics. Because when it comes to the Republican Party and the platform of the Republican Party, it more coincides with, Hispanics, with their culture. It is a natural deal. You're not talking a round peg in a square hole here. Now, for too many, I would say, whether it's black and other subgroups that make up this great country of ours, it's been influenced because of entitlements. We have allowed the government and the Democrats specifically to use the people's money to buy votes. And what are they going to do? You know, they're going to vote more of the same. When they see that their entitlements are threatened, then it becomes not a vote of intelligence, it becomes a vote of entitlements. And this is what has perpetuated the Democratic process and the Democratic Party, because they have, I say, unfairly and wrongly influenced the vote. You talk about stealing the vote, and you talk about voter fraud. I mean, to me, this is one of those aspects of voter fraud that comes into play here. When a political party is allowed to buy the vote, you got a thought?
It's actually something that one of our founding fathers warned us about. Ben Franklin was very much so against the people being allowed to vote themselves money, because he says it's the end of the republic. If you're allowed to vote yourself money, you're going to do that, because that's in your nature to do that. So, and that's one of the things that he says it hinders the republic.
Exactly,
it gets in the way.
Well, yeah, I think it's obvious, right? I mean, all you have to do is open your eyes and see that we're on the wrong track, America. This is Bill Martinez live. The conversation continues right here. Stay right where you are. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, if it's going to happen, America, it's going to be a bottom-up movement, all hands on deck. That's required. I think the endless hours of video games and other amusements, I think we need to accommodate maybe, even if it's 30 minutes, 50, give me 15 minutes of concern and focus about this country and getting us back on track. And if we come together shoulder and shoulder, you know, shoulder to shoulder and back to back, you know, some big things can happen. We can right the ship here, but we can't continue to keep our head in the sand and leave it for somebody else. It is going to require we the people. This is a government of, for, and by we the people. We've allowed it to become of, for, and by the elites, and you wonder why we are in the mess we're in today. But all we have to do is look in the mirror and do something about it. It requires more than just sitting on the sidelines while the national anthem is being played. Frank Vernuccio is with us right now. Frank Vernuccio Jr. is the editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. He brings his 30 years of experience in government and professional writing and broadcast journalism to the discussion here. Frank, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, it's great to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on to talk about something that is so glaring. You talk about the 800,000-pound gorilla that's been in the room for decades, and that has been the manufacturing and the obvious, to me, obvious stealing of elections, whether it's presidential or congressional elections. This has been going on. The Democratic Party will insist there is no way that there's been any foul play, that if anything, it's been those doggone Republicans who are trying to answer the issues of voter fraud. They're the ones that are keeping, healthy and needful participation in these voting, in these elections, and we're keeping people from voting. How dare us?
Bill, philosophers tell us that the hardest thing to prove is the extremely obvious fact, and the extremely obvious fact verified by search after search, research after research, by every type of organization, whether they have a background of being more liberal or conservative-oriented, is that there is significant voter fraud in the United States. A Pew survey found that about 6.4% of non-citizens have voted in prior U.S. elections. That's in a single election, not combined. We've seen congressmen, incumbent congressmen, lose their seats when more voters than were registered in a particular district actually turned up to vote.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen this over and over again. You know, Bill, it doesn't take a lot to change the nature of a presidential election. A few key votes in a few key precincts in a few key states can mm-hmm. change the entire outcome of a presidential election.
Frank, numbers-wise, okay, when you make that statement, I agree with you, but I want our listeners to understand, I mean, there's been some increased discovery here. with these Diebold electronic voting machines that they can influence the vote within 20 seconds of installing a card there, and it is near impossible for them to realize this. So let's break it down numbers. When you talk about a few precincts, a few votes, what, break it down. What does that look like?
Well, there are a few key swing states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, a few others. If you can, in a few key precincts there, have votes, for example, as we've seen in several past presidential elections where there were more citizens voting than there were registered voters, and all of the excess votes have gone to generally the Democrat candidate, that will change the entire nature of that state's electoral college outcome. You do that in a couple of states, and the presidential election has been swung from one candidate to the other.
Is it impossible to really manage this, Frank? I mean, in light of the electronics and the process and the systems, I mean, you've got a lot of moving parts here. How does somebody monitor the vote in such a way to make sure that it truly is legit?
Well, one way, of course, is by voter ID. Now, there have been studies that have found that voter ID absolutely does not have any detrimental effect on minority voting. It is an illusion, basically, to say that, and yet it is one of the things that the Democratic Party absolutely insists on, that somehow asking for a picture ID when you go to vote at the polls is somehow racist or discriminatory. Now, when you try to get on an airplane, you can't do it without picture ID. Mm-hmm. When you want to cash a check instead of use a credit card at the supermarket, you have to use voter ID. Here in New York City, where I write and broadcast from, you can't get in most of our large office buildings without a picture ID.
Exactly.
They're commonplace. There are states, for example, like Louisiana, where they will even come to your home if you can't go to an office to get a picture ID and give one to you there at no cost. So to say that in any way requiring a picture ID is somehow a barrier to voting, I mean, there's no nicer way to put this. It's absolute nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Well, here recently, Attorney General, former Attorney General, Eric Holder, insisted that voter ID was a hindrance. It was problematic. I mean, he was presenting his case. I mean, this is their story. They're sticking to it. And I kept listening. Okay, where's the empirical evidence to demonstrate that that, in fact, is proven to be a hindrance?
Bill, you just said the exact words that we need to concentrate on, empirical evidence. The fact is these are statements, not evidence. There's nothing to back it up. But I guess if we go back to the 1930s when the German propaganda minister said, you tell the big lie often enough and loud enough,
yes,
and eventually people will simply take it for the truth.
Mm-hmm.
With a largely uncritical media, for the most part, those statements are sent out. There's no real response on the part of the media, and they stand. And that's the real problem in trying to get a decent discussion of this entire issue.
Well, I've often said if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look at what they've done. The Clinton machine, just this portion of history in the primaries, what they did to Bernie Sanders, what the emails proved that the Democratic Party did and how they colluded with the Clinton machine, what kind of indication does that give us for the 2016 presidential election?
Well, it's very clear there's no ethical barrier in the minds of the Clintons to using underhanded vote-stealing techniques to win elections. We saw this in Iowa in particular. Democrat officials who supported Bernie Sanders said they simply can't understand. And, in fact, even impartial Democrat officials have said they simply can't understand, for example, how Clinton won Iowa. Mm-hmm. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the former head of the Democratic National Committee, essentially tilted and rigged the process in favor of the Clintons. And the day that she left as chief of the DNC, she immediately was given a position as within the Clinton campaign. Now,
Right. Clearly
that should have raised eyebrows and a lot more across the country. Legally, there's something called fiduciary responsibility. As head of the DNC, Ms. Schultz had a fiduciary responsibility to ensure that the assets of the Democrat Party were not used to benefit one candidate over the other. She clearly violated her fiduciary responsibility. There's been absolutely no indication of any kind of prosecution or any kind of investigation whatsoever.
Yeah, she's gotten away with it. Frank Vernuccio, Jr., an attorney, the editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government, is with us. And we've got more from Frank on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. We're talking about voter fraud. Yes, it does exist, Gracie. Let me tell you, just like Santa Claus. So stay with us. We're going to talk more about it right after this. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour right now.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Live.
Hey, we're back with Noteworthy America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. I am Bill Martinez. Frank Venuccio is with us. He's an attorney, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis and Policy of Government. He brings us 30 years of experience in government and professional writing and broadcast journalism to our audience. And it's good to have Frank with us. We're talking, yes, we're talking voter fraud. Truthfully, I mean, set aside any prejudice on this deal. Let's look at the empirical evidence and consider what we can. The Democrats would lead us to believe there's no voter fraud. But, you know, voter fraud, Frank, is so subtle. It happens in so many ways. You know, for example, in California, we were just talking about California. You have one judge who arbitrarily decides on a law and vacates 8 million votes in one fell swoop. In a sense, I consider that as voter fraud. What do you say?
Correct. Now, you use the phrase evidence, which is so important in this discussion. Now, I'm not a practicing attorney. I do have a law degree, but I do know a great deal about evidence. And the fact of the matter is, none of the arguments that the Democrats have used to blast those of us who believe that there is significant voter fraud has ever been based on evidence. We ask for a candid conversation based on facts, not on opinion, not on slanderous statements, and yet it doesn't occur. Whether we're talking about the refusal to acknowledge the fact that a district where more votes are cast than there are registered voters should be open to review, whether we're talking about the prevalence of non-citizen voting, all of these things simply are wiped out of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And that's a real problem. In the aftermath of 9/11, I was appointed by the governor of the state of New York to run the Workers' Compensation Board in the hard-hit Manhattan area. And one of the things as an agency we were supposed to do, required to do indeed, was to register people to vote. And we weren't supposed to ask for any proof of citizenship. Now, in states across the country, this is clearly going on a massive scale. There are some locales in New York City, for example, our New York City Council is considering a bill to allow non-citizens to vote in state and local, and in local elections. Mm-hmm. Once you do things like that, you open the door to all sorts of fraud, and that's happening in significant measure clear across the United States.
Well, in California, they're giving driver's license to illegal immigrants. So, well, you know, in terms of voter ID, I go in, this, okay, well, then I get to process a vote. And in some states, it's not even provisional. It just goes into the hopper with everything else, you know. And so, you know, and to your point, I mean, to me, well, the president himself was there. There's no voter fraud. I go, okay, let's just cite one case. Let's talk about a place that's not far from you, in Pennsylvania, where 58, 59 voting districts vote over 100%. Not one vote for Romney. 100% for one Barack Obama. How is that possible?
Yeah. J. Christian Adams, the former attorney with the Department of Justice Voting Rights Section, has written an entire book on this, and the evidence that he presents is vast and overwhelming. And the refusal of the Department of Justice to investigate this is clearly political, clearly meant to throw an election on one side rather than the other. But, you know, there's other ways, too, that we're seeing the vote the integrity of the vote jeopardized. In Virginia, Governor Terry McAuliffe has decided to start giving the vote back to convicted felons who are not supposed to vote. He did this in a massive executive order. That was overturned because it was found he didn't have the ability to do that. And so what he's doing is on a one-by-one basis at the rate of a couple of hundred a day, he's giving executive amnesty to those felons and returning to them the right to vote. And it's been found, of course, over and over again that those who have been convicted of felonies have a tendency to vote overwhelmingly Democrat.
Democratic, yeah.
So we see this as yet another indication of a full court press by the Clinton political machine to ensure that she wins the 2016 election. Again, the media has absolutely fallen down on the job of reporting any of this, or if you do bring it up, somehow you are racist or you are biased, and it's simply evidence is wholly ignored.
Yeah, well, the Democrats have found a way to keep the thumb on the scale. They overwhelm us with a bunch of lies. And, you know, what's happening is mainstream America is brain bruised over it. They're worn out. and their hands go up in surrender on this situation. As you point out, Frank, since 2014, Democrat-appointed judges have outnumbered Republican-appointed judges. Now, we would say, based on the evidence so far, not full and complete, but certainly some, you know, evidence that you begin to look at, that Democrats do what Democrats do, and they support what Democrats do. So what are the chances that a Democratic judge is going to give us a fair-minded outcome when it comes to voter ID?
Yeah, not very good at all. We know, for example, that voter ID laws in North Carolina, Texas, Wisconsin have recently been tossed out. The findings of the Pew organization, certainly not a bastion of republicanism or conservatism, have found that there are about 2.8 million people who are registered in two or more states. 1.8 million registered voters are actually dead. Of course, we go back to the old Chicago concept that just because you die doesn't mean you lose your right to vote.
Exactly.
And, you know, we see this clear across the country. There's no action being taken for the most part by a Democrat-dominated judiciary, and certainly no action taken by a Department of Justice that functions more as an offshoot of the Democrat Party rather than as an objective law enforcement organization.
Well, the Democrats have been able to, you know, professionalize the idea of judicial activism. I say professionalize it. It is so abundant and so pervasive. And it all stems from this attitude, Frank, that they know better. This elitism, this superiority that they have that, you know, we the minions, the peons of this country. Yeah, I know we want to believe in the Constitution that says the government of for and by we the people. But, you know, you guys are so fortunate that you have us brilliant elites leading the way. And so what if we rip you off a little bit? You know, we just take this as a bonus because we deserve it because we're so superior than you.
Bill, I have more than a few gray hairs on my head, the hairs that I have left. I recall past campaigns, for example, the first Ronald Reagan campaign. We were told by the same media and the same folks in the Democrat leadership, for the most part, that he was going to be the father of World War III, that he was a lunatic, and the press, for the most part, ate it up. Reagan, of course, had a good way of dealing with the press,
right.
So it wasn't quite as effective. This time around, though, so many people in leadership in the Republican Party are disturbed that their control is going to be tempered by the people that Trump is bringing into the party, that they have more or less failed to protest at all when the outrageous voter registration frauds and others have been going on. They have been almost complicit in some of the slanderous attacks against the Republican candidate this time around, making this an even tougher row to hoe for the Republican Party this time around.
Well, we'll see if the numbers are mismeasured. It's happened before. Where pundits and pollsters have miscalculated. Certainly, already it's been proven 16 candidates that Trump evacuated misjudged what was happening. The groundswell movement in this outsider appeal that much of America is looking to. Now, will that carry the day? Is there enough mainstream media to offset the reality that people are feeling out of their pocketbooks? The reality of unemployment, less home ownership, an increase in food stamps. Is there enough pain in America that will, you know, cause them to vote with their wallet this time instead of their emotions?
Well, I think there's a real concern that if the outcome of this election is so drastically different than the numbers seem to indicate by attendance at things like political rallies for the two
mm-hmm.
candidates,
yes.
We might see unprecedented disorder, I think, in terms of people's response to this election.
Exactly.
Result.
Well, Frank, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Frank Venuccio on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Frank.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stool, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
War. It's been a part of humanity in every age. We fight for power, for riches, for rights, or for freedom. There always seems to be something to fight for. But one thing has remained true of every war. Behind the field of battle, someone has developed a strategy. This was part of my husband's role in the army. He would look at what the enemy was doing, then begin putting together the resources and a plan to fight against them. He was a crucial part of this process until a heart attack claimed his life. That was a hard time for me and our son. I was reminded that death is a part of life, and that the life we're given should never be taken for granted. It's been 40 years since Leo passed, but I still hold on to the many lessons I learned from that time. I find myself amazed that of the many battles we engage in today, be it money, control, or matters of the heart, very few of us know how to fight the right way or understand who we're really fighting against. To win any battle, you've got to have the right strategy and resources, because victories don't come by accident.
Bill Martinez, live.
All the wisdom of Miss Claire from War Room. This is Bill Martinez at just about 26 minutes before the top of the hour. John LeBoulier is with us, American political columnist, pundit, former Republican member of the United States House of Representatives from New York, author of Harvard Hates America, host of the Political Insiders with Pat Goodell and Doug Schoen. John, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you, Bill. Great to be back with you. It's been a while. I miss
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I've missed you too, and I know that you've been busy, but I got to tell you, congratulations, by the way. What you and Doug and Pat are doing is just outstanding in terms of a balanced, fresh approach to politics. And, you know, I got to tell you, my respect for Pat, I mean, I've always had high regard for Doug. He's been on with us many times as well, John. I find him somebody that, you know, you can have a reasonable discussion with. And I think that you and Doug are rubbing off on Pat as well, because he's saying more and more reasonable things here recently, yeah. I might say.
Yeah, he's a bit of a wild man, but a big brain, and that's why we love having him on the show, because he really sees things from a different perspective that we all ought to hear, at least, as you make up your mind where you're at, you know?
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, the other night when I was watching you guys and you were talking about the political malfeasance of this current campaign on both sides, is it any wonder that America is, you know, just so frustrated with these candidates? You know, John, I've been saying, and I said this early on, and not that, you know, I'm some brilliant pollster or anything, and this is more of a gut type of deal, is I said, you know, we could end up with voter turnout being to where somebody wins with 35% of the vote. I mean, it could be really low because of the frustration and confusion that's going on across the political landscape today. What do you think?
Well, I asked the guys off the air about that last night because I've been hearing this a lot, and I think we don't know yet. You know, the Trump voters are coming out to vote no matter what. They want to change the country. They don't like Hillary. They don't trust her, and they're going to come out and vote. Now, the big question is, can the Democrats get a turnout anywhere near what they had 4 years ago when Obama beat Romney? And he beat him big in the electoral map.
Right.
Hillary's ahead this time, but, you know, I don't know how motivated. What motivates her voters is being anti-Trump, not pro-Hillary.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Who do you hate most?
Yeah, exactly. And then on top of that, every week, almost every day, brings out another scandal. If it's not the Clinton Foundation, it's emails. It's one lie after another. And as one pundit said, you know, she lies about lying.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
And here's our choice. You've got somebody who doesn't understand politics, cannot seem to make the pivot that everybody keeps saying he's going to make. And it's just you're constantly accommodating a self-inflicted wound after another.
Well, that's just it. You know, and so what and then you've got a year that is devoted to the outsider, where people want a new direction, obviously a change. Hillary is seen as the status quo candidate, which she is. The problem is Trump has gone too far. He's so out there in his own personality that he's scaring voters away who really want to vote for him. They want to vote for change. They want a new direction, but they go, God, this guy's a maniac. I can't vote for him.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Well, the thing surprising to me, John, is here's a guy who knows about branding. I mean, he's branded the Trump Organization. Branding is so critical, and he's got so much going for him. He probably just needs to focus on maybe three things, don't you think?
Yeah, I think number one would be reviving the economy and getting jobs back. That's number one. I don't know if he needs to do any more on illegal immigration. I think that thing's hurting him a little bit. I think the people who are into that issue already are with him or against him on it. I don't think he's going to change many more voices. So maybe number one, the economy. Number two, keeping America safe. At least that's two things I can think of a third, but that's plenty for the next 10 weeks. Focus on jobs and safety just over and over. And he's got to cool it on himself. This constantly talk, I this, I that. Poor Dwayne Wade's cousin got killed, but they're going to vote for me. I mean, this is just crazy stuff. And he's helping Hillary win this race, a race she should not win, a race that any regular Republican, I think, would be ahead of her by 10 to 15 points. Any other Republican would be ahead of her. Trump has so blown this thing up till today, you know.
Kind of ironic, don't you think, John? I mean, he was rather critical of Mitt Romney, saying that it was impossible for him to lose the race. And here, Trump, at every turn, when he gets an advantage, he seems to, you know, relinquish that advantage and give it back to Hillary. It's amazing.
Yeah, he does. He snatches defeat out of the jaws of victory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
But 4 weeks from tonight is the first debate. And the first debate is the biggest debate, biggest audience historically. And to see the two of them who are coming from different worlds finally together on the stage for an hour and a half with the moderator, no commercials, but 90 minutes, means the whole race could change on that night. Could. Doesn't mean it will, but it can. Mm-hmm. I can give you examples either way, like 1980. With 10 days to go, Reagan and Carter finally debate. And Carter had been slightly ahead of the whole race, but there was a lot of wariness about Reagan and was he a whack job and all this. He does a great job that night. And by the end of the debate, people felt comfortable enough with Reagan that they voted for him in a huge landslide.
Exactly. Well, he won over his own party. He won over his own party, John. I mean, a lot of his own party was not even siding up with him. Oh, looks very similar to what's going on right now, right?
He was a little different. I mean, what he did, see, what Reagan did is he beat Bush for the nomination, and George H.W. Bush, is it?
Yes.
1980. And he immediately brought all the Bush people into his campaign. So he brought Jim Baker over to be the campaign manager. Obviously, he put George Bush on the ticket with him. He unified the Republican Party. They were all for Reagan and Bush in 1980. Trump did the exact opposite. He beats Ted Cruz and John Kasich, the finalists. Mm. And what did he do at the convention in Cleveland? He trashed both of them. He didn't try to bring them in on the team. He trashed them. Said, I'm going to start an act to go after them when they run for office the next time. So he's got no one to blame but himself for an ununified Republican Party.
Exactly. Well, John Leboulier has been with us. John, American political columnist, pundit, former Republican member of the United States House of Representatives, host of the Political Insiders on Bill Martinez Live. John, thank you so much for being with us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It started at Bungle Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live. Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours coming at you, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and of course, if you're in Hawaii like I am right now, very early, 3 to 6 in the morning Hawaiian time. Hey, great to have you along with us. Israel Ortega is with us right now, writer for the conservative political news site Opportunity Lives. He has years of experience working in both the public and private sector, possessing a thorough understanding of a variety of public policy issues, including, but not limited to, immigration, education, political analysis, and Latin America. Is always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir? Okay, did I lose you? Okay, we're going to reconnect. After all that wonderful, beautiful setup, we get disconnected here. We're going to talk about conservative Latinos on Trump's latest immigration news. And Israel has an idea in terms of the first step that Trump needs to do in order to win over Latino voters. So we'll connect with him very shortly. And, of course, you've heard me talk about you know, how I think that Trump is not putting the advantage on his side by continuing to bash certain aspects of the Hispanic narrative. And I'm curious to get Israel Ortega's perspective on this as well. Is, I gave you just this wonderful build-up and introduction. The big drums were beating and ready for your entrance, and somehow we got cut off.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Hey, good to have you here. I was telling the audience that you have an idea for Trump that in terms of the first step he needs to take in order to win, you know, Latino voters. Break it down for us.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, you know, when you look at Hispanic voters, I mean, they care about jobs and the economy. So that's the number one issue. So I think if I'm Donald Trump, I'm zeroing in on the fact that these last 8 years have been absolutely miserable for Hispanics on a lot of different economic indicators, whether it's the fact that more Hispanics are out of work, a lot of them have stopped looking for work, many have not seen a pay increase in some time. So this is, you know, in some ways universal. You know, this is what you're hearing from a lot of folks. So I think that's the way to really make inroads with the Hispanic Community Bill is to really show how, look, things under Barack Obama have not gotten better. You know, all these promises were made, but at the end of the day, Hispanics have not fared any better under Obama. So why would, you know, electing Hillary for essentially Obama's third term be any different?
Well, strategically, as what I've been looking at is that Trump has been spending a lot of time, media, a lot of time on Black America, you know, 13% of the population base. And I had a couple of conversations with Trump insiders and I said, look, you got 41% of the demographic sitting out there that seems to be the most ignored demographic. It astounds me. And very little is said about Latinos and about Hispanic America, if I can bifurcate it that way. And I hate hyphens
because
it ununites us, you know. So, but still, it's like they're chasing after blacks. And meanwhile, what are the blacks trying to do? They're trying to homogenize the Hispanic vote into their side because they're only 13%. And I'm going, wait a minute. I don't care if you look at it through Common Core, basic math. I was raised by nuns where 1 + 1 = 2. And last time I checked, 41%, bigger number than 13, isn't it still?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's actually a little bit bigger than that. And I mean, the projections are by 2020, it's going to be closer to 25%, if not more. So yeah, I mean, I think, look, when you think about the states that are going to be in play, Bill, I mean, you look at Florida, for example, which, you know, Donald Trump understands, I think, is a make or break state for him. I think it's really hard for him to get 270 electoral votes without winning Florida. And that's a big, it's a state that has a huge Hispanic population. More importantly than Hispanic population, it's a big Hispanic electorate. Because that's one of the things, too, that sometimes we overlook when talking about this is that there's a huge chunk of the eligible Hispanic vote that did not vote 4 years ago. So that's one big thing that sometimes, you know, when you hear, you know, the media talk about this and you hear Democrats talk about this and say, well, you know, Republicans are losing big with the Hispanic vote, which may be the case right now, but there's a lot of Hispanics that are just sitting on the sidelines right now that are not voting. And I think that's the where Republicans have a shot here to really close that gap and to get some of these folks to come out and pull the lever for Republicans.
As you and I have talked about this before, the ironic thing of this is the Republican platform is more consistent with Hispanics than the Democratic platform. I mean, it's not like you have to wait for there to be a perfect alignment of Venus and Mars in order to make this happen. You just have to be able to communicate and understand. The other thing is that I told the insiders for Trump is you got to quit bashing Mexico. Because I don't care if you're American, whatever it is, you still have nationalistic pride. And there are, you know, this is what gets the Hispanics out and disengaged when you bash their homeland. Yes, hey, look at, they're proud to be Americans. They came here. They've assimilated. They've worked hard. But don't attack their heritage. Am I right on this, or am I misreading something here?
No, I think you're right. And I think that's the thing here, Bill, because I think that, you know, when you, you know, you come across as being insensitive or even slighting, you know, someone's background, this makes it tougher to make that pitch to talk about jobs and economy and about taxes and all these other things. And so I think that's the key here is how does Donald Trump reshape or kind of rework this message in a way that has broad appeal. You know, as you know, he's going to make a big speech, I think, on Thursday on this issue, on immigration specifically. And so, of course, the Univision and Telemundo of the world will be covering this. And so I think it's going to be an opportunity here for Donald Trump to kind of clear some of this stuff up. And I think if he does this well, he can come across as presidential. And I think that Hispanics are going to look at him and say, you know, this guy – you know, his message on immigration is one that I can get behind because he's sort of striking this balance of affirming immigration, but also being tough on the rule of law, Bill, because you need that too.
Well, and as Donald Trump has been evolving, I mean, after all, I mean, he's not this politician who's had years of experience.
Yeah.
He's only been in the fray for about a year, and he's trying to get his brain around, you know, this complex issue. And so he's ferreting it out as opposed to the Democrats who are pretty firm on it. They just want to open it up, just keep letting more people in. I mean, it's, we already have got, our 10,000th Syrian refugee has come into this country, even though our security people say there's no way we can vet them. So now we've got 10,000 Syrians to deal with that have come in absolutely scot-free, and here we are.
Yep. No, absolutely. And that's the key. I think you hit on that, though, which is the question about national security, because I think even though Americans are supportive of immigration and recognize that we're a country of immigrants, I think that most Americans also understand that we are living through a very difficult time right now when we've got threats from abroad and even here at home, you know, with terrorism. And that's the key here. And I think that's why Donald Trump, to a certain degree, has hit on a nerve, you know, and I think that that nerve is cutting across racial and demographic lines. Because at the end of the day, we all care about the safety and security of our family and our loved ones. And so I think that Donald Trump is right to bring this up. But again, he's got to balance that with the more compassion side, I guess, which is, you know, that at the end of the day, you know, immigration is good, immigrants are good. We've got to do that in a way that doesn't become a threat to our national security.
Well, as you know, in our culture, respect is huge. It is huge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what he needs to connect with, understand that within the culture, within the DNA of the Hispanic people, it's about respect. The other thing is that they're fair. They're about being fair. You know, let's not have an unfair advantage. This is the problem with America today, is the field is tilted. And Hispanics have taken a big hit for this. We've continued to, labor up and do the heavy lifting and that sort of thing in spite of it, because compared to what is back in the homeland, even though it's unfair, this is still a better shot at it. But let's level out the playing field and let's unleash the potential of Hispanic America and that GDP problem that we've had and that $19 trillion in debt problem that we had. I think vapors pretty quick, because the one thing that you can hand and appreciate about the Latin culture is that we're not afraid to work, and we're not afraid to do the heavy lifting, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. That bears that out. And that's the thing. You know, I think that there was a poll that came out last week by Pew. 76% of Americans think that or disagree with Donald Trump's thinking that immigrants take jobs Americans don't want. So let's move away from that. If it's not a popular position, again, go back to attacking Hillary. There's a lot there that you can attack and make hay out. That's how you win the election. Yeah.
Well, the last time I checked, you and I are doing a lot more than picking lemons. We may have picked lemons in our early years, but we're not doing that anymore, you know? We've learned and worked hard to be where we're at. Israel Ortega, writer for the conservative political news site, Opportunity Lives, is always good to have you with us. Appreciate it. Just about 3 minutes right now before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you can go.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable